brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they heard giggling in the dark. Was it the creepy child ghost of Charlotte?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, you know that we love to hear them. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. Or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You can get the advanced episodes and get access to the archive without the commercials. So you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. It's really hard for me to associate creepy with the name Charlotte, since your little grandbaby's the cutest little Charlotte.
She's adorable, right?
She is the cutest little girl I've ever seen. So when I came across this story, I was like, I'm having a hard time thinking of a ghost by the name of Charlotte. I just associate that name with adorable children.
Well, yeah, I do too. But I could see it's kind of an old-timey name. So I assume there could be some old Charlottes that are still around.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte.
Yes.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte.
Thinking about it, you know, it could be kind of... They're just lingering Charlottes out there.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because that name has been around for a long, long, long time.
I agree.
Well, let's dive into it. It says, when I was about 12, my family moved into a house on the edge of a small town in Alberta. You know the type. Half the street's paved, the other half is gravel. Everyone waves whether you know them or not. The house itself wasn't old or anything, maybe built in the late 70s, but from the minute we walked in, I didn't feel right about the basement. My parents thought it was great, fully furnished, two bedrooms, a little rec room with wood paneling, basically a dream hangout spot for kids. My little brother and I got put down there while my parents and sister took the upstairs rooms. At first, I thought I was lucky. Privacy, my own space, a living room all to ourselves. But immediately, the weirdness started. Our dog, Max, flat out refused to go down there. He'd bark at the top of the stairs like there was something waiting for him. But no amount of coaxing, no bribery with treats would get him to budge. That dog slept at the foot of my bed every night in the old house. But in the new one, not a chance. He'd rather curl up by the furnace vent upstairs and set a paw on that basement carpet. At first, I laughed it off, but then little things started to go missing. Socks and keys, and one time my backpack. I accused my brother, and he swore up and down he didn't touch it. He accused me of messing with his stuff, too, like his baseball card showing up in the laundry room. Then, at some point, we realized neither of us was lying. It was like the house itself had sticky fingers. We gave the thing a name, Charlie. If you've ever lived in a haunted house, you'll know the ghost. Oh, this is so true. If you've ever lived in a haunted house, you'll know naming the ghost makes it feel less scary. Like yeah. You've got a roommate instead of whatever it actually is. So whenever something went missing, we'd just yell, "All right, Charlie, joke's over." Eventually, the thing would turn up, usually in some random place we'd never put it. For a while, Charlie felt more annoying than anything else, but then stuff escalated. I'll never forget the first time I heard it. I was sitting in the basement rec room on a Saturday afternoon playing video games. My brother wasn't home. My parents had gone to town. I was alone, and that's when I heard giggling. High-pitched, girlish giggling coming from my brother's room. Now, he was 11, but trust me, he did not giggle like that. And besides, he wasn't even there. I paused the game, just sat there listening. The sound carried through the wall like a little girl playing with dolls or whispering secrets to herself. When I finally got the courage to go check his room, it was empty. The window was shut, the closet was open, but nothing there. I told myself I'd imagined it, but later when my brother came home, I told him about it and his eyes got big and he said, "So you heard her too?" That was the first time either of us admitted that we thought Charlie wasn't just one ghost. So we renamed her Charlotte, because whatever was in that basement didn't feel like a middle-aged man anymore. Which is really funny, because your daughter or your granddaughters, Charlotte and Charlie.
Yeah, we call her Charlie.
It felt young, playful, almost like having an extra sibling hanging around. Over the next couple of years, Charlotte made her presence known in other little ways. Clothes we hung up neatly would be folded into piles on the floor. The TV would flicker between channels, always landing on cartoons or kids' shows. Sometimes we'd come back downstairs and find the lights on, even though we were sure we'd turned them off. At first, we joked about it. "Charlotte, stop watching Disney Channel." "Charlotte, get out of my closet." It all felt harmless, like living with a prankster, but then came the night that things shifted. I was about 15, lying in bed with my headphones on, when I felt the weight of someone sit down at the edge of my mattress. Not just a creak or the blanket moving, it felt like a person. I froze. I slowly pulled off my headphones. The room was dead quiet. I could feel the pressure near my feet, and when I looked, nothing was there, and I whispered, "Charlotte?" Kind of like an idiot, but just like that, the weight lifted and the bed bounced back. I did not sleep the rest of the night. From there, things started to get darker. It wasn't just silly pranks anymore. My brother had it worse than I did. He swore he'd see shadows darting across the hallway when he walked from the bathroom back to his room. Once he came tearing into my room in his towel, dripping wet because he said he'd seen a figure standing in the rec room. Short, maybe 4 feet tall, completely black, blocking his path, and he refused to look at it in the face. We told our parents, but of course, they brushed it off. Our imagination, creaky pipes, house settling, all the usual stuff. By the time I was 17, I couldn't wait to move out. I went off to college, and almost immediately, the activity ramped up around my brother. Lights turning on in the middle of the night, doors opening even after he locked them. One time, a whole shelf of his action figures crashed to the ground, not because the brackets broke, but because the entire shelf had been yanked forward and off the wall. It got to the point where he stopped hanging out in the basement at all. He'd do homework upstairs at the kitchen table instead of his room, and he started sleeping on the couch just to avoid being alone down there. And then, just like that, it stopped. When my sister moved back home for a year after college, she took over my old basement room. She repainted it, redecorated, put up new lights, all of that. I braced myself for her to call me freaking out about Charlotte, but nothing. Not a single thing. She said the basement felt completely normal. Our new dog, who also hated the basement at first, suddenly started following her down there and curling up at the foot of her bed. It was like whatever had been with us, Charlotte or Charlie or whatever it was, just disappeared. Sometimes I wonder if it wasn't the house at all. Maybe it was us. Maybe it was tied to me and my brother specifically, and when we both left, it lost its grip. Or maybe Charlotte just grew up and moved on. I don't know. All I know is that basement still gives me the chills when I think about it. That's from Aaron. That is interesting that it would just go away.
Was that Aaron with the E-R-I-N?
A-A-R-O-N.
So maybe a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I have to laugh because I feel like when the sister came home and everything was great, it was like, Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Right.
You know, like, look at you. Everything's perfect when you're around, Marcia. But okay, this is a crazy amount of activity. I cannot believe these, as basically children and through their teen years, put up with this like this.
But I don't think the parents ever believed him.
I don't either.
To the point, like, I don't get how the parents wouldn't have been like, okay, you are now not even, you've got the entire basement and you're sitting upstairs at the kitchen table doing homework and sleeping on the couch.
Right.
That does not seem normal to me.
And I have a feeling by that point, the younger brother was probably 15.
And they had a dog that wouldn't go downstairs. That's some evidence, too.
I agree. Poor Max, the dog, you've had that happen before.
Yeah, that was so
weird. But he wouldn't go downstairs.
It just, like, somebody snapped their fingers. All of a sudden, my dog quit going downstairs for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then one day, I'm downstairs, and I heard something coming down the stairs. I'm like, what the heck's that? And there's Buddy. And then he started coming back downstairs again after 7 years.
Okay, do you suppose there is, and I am just throwing this out, and y'all are going to make fun of me. I know it.
Did you hear what Kathy said? Okay, now I really want to hear it, because I want to make fun of you so bad.
But are there people that actually would repel a ghost?
Maybe.
Like, are there people like the sister that the ghosts just don't want to be around them?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it seems odd that it kind of correlates with the time she goes home and seems completely oblivious to anything wrong. Matter of fact, I'm going to paint the room and hang up my little cute curtains, and I'm going to do my posters and all my cute little stuff. No ghosts here. Nothing to see. Like,
or maybe Charlotte was drawn to the boys. And
true.
And the sister moves down and Charlotte wants no part of that. I don't know.
Or do we have a situation where you have people that are sensitive and people, and I don't mean insensitive in a mean way, but insensitive to spirits and paranormal activity.
That could be it too.
And just, she says it's all fine. Now, maybe Charlotte's still there, but she is oblivious to it.
Yeah.
What a way to live your life. You don't ever have to.
That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Might do, be do, cool.
Do, 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 do. You go through your whole life. Like, what paranormal activity?
Like, right. That's what I mean. It's kind of like Marcia. You know, like, it's all great for you. Look how everything wonderful. I don't know, but it does seem, but I think it just has more to do with people that are sensitive. Apparently the parents weren't. They didn't seem to notice anything. Apparently when they went downstairs, it was all fine. Marsha, she didn't have any problem.
Well, it could just be that you boys, you boys.
Yeah, I think Aaron and the brother are sensitive, and they truly felt it, saw it, lived with this. And I just wonder if Aaron goes back there, if it's still...
Yeah, I wonder.
If they still can feel that.
Or I wonder, you know, because why couldn't a ghost just move on? They're like, you know.
I think it could. Aaron's not here anymore.
And it could maybe go to the light or whatever you do.
Yeah.
You know, once, you know, you're not tied to the earth.
But it apparently
you're not an earthbound spirit.
I think it has something to do with the house, though. Because Aaron said the first day we moved in, I felt it.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right to me. And the parents at that time were like, oh, this is great. I think we got sensitive people and people that don't have that ability. I think we got, that's what I think we're seeing here.
Well, you know, the parents got the house and going, that basement's going to be perfect for the boys. Mm-hmm. So they're all excited because it's going to be so perfect. And then it's haunted AF and the boys are terrorized the whole time.
And have trauma. And well, like Aaron says, like one of the last things in the story is I still get chills when I think about that.
Yeah, I get that.
And you carry it with you the rest of your life. There's never any getting rid of that feeling.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Bea from Missouri. I actually attended a haunted college for my freshman and sophomore year of college, but I'm transferring out now just because I graduated with my associates, and those are other stories that I'll tell at another time, but I just found your podcast. My mom showed it to me. It's really great. Me and my mom both have actually experienced things in our house, which started recently after I went away to school and have come back home since. The first story is, me and my mom were the only two at home. We were sitting upstairs, and we have a walkout basement, which has a glass door. We're sitting up there, and all of a sudden we hear this banging. Well, my dad had left and then was going to come back, so we thought maybe it was him. So we run downstairs so, you know, we can let him in the door that was locked. There's nobody down there. So we're looking all over the basement. We're like, oh, my gosh, you know, somebody's in the house. We check everywhere. There's nobody to be seen. And then my mom likes to check on everybody before she goes to bed at night. And she's walking down the stairs. And it's dark, but she sees what she thinks is the size of, like, a kid. Because I have two younger siblings that are 8 and 11. She thinks it's about the size of the 8-year-old. And she sees it, like, bear walking, almost across the floor, and she's like, oh my gosh, my 11-year-old sibling is out of bed. So when she goes in to check on them, they are fast asleep in their bed. And she was talking to me and she said, you know, I don't know if it was the cat and I just missaw it. And I said, Mom, you don't see something bear crawling as clear as day and it be the cat. So, you know, that's just really interesting because it didn't really start to happen until I went away to school, and that's when things really started to, like, happen. So I don't know if it's possible that something came home with me or what, but, you know, it's never been real threatening, I don't think. She said the figure was just, like, black, like a shadow type, like she'd see the outline, but it wasn't really, you know, features or anything. So I don't know if it was what it was, but it was kind of a crazy experience. One other story is I one day was laying in bed and I just kept smelling this super strong cigarette smoke. Just, it was so strong. I had to smell my sheets. It wasn't my sheets. I got up and I went to the bathroom and it was still there. And it was just kind of like following me, so it was really creepy. And, you know, like I said, I went away to a haunted school, which is a story for another time, which I'll call in. I think you guys do real justice to people because, you know, I never believed in the paranormal until I experienced it for the first time. And now I want evidence, hardcore proof. So, yeah, I really love your podcast, and I think it's a really great thing you guys are doing. And I can't wait to tell more stories. Bye.
So what do you think happened there? Something come home with her from the haunted college?
Here, I kind of think so. I think what could maybe shed more light on this is if we had some of those stories. So B, please send them back and call back to us so that we can hear you tell stories from then and see if we can see any correlation between what happened to you at college and what happened then at the house. Is there something, were you seeing shadow figures at the college? Because this apparently seemed to be like a really creepy shadow figure if it's crawling.
I know. That reminded me of something out of a creepy-ass movie.
Lordy. When I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh. So what kind of activity happened at the college? I would really like to know, because maybe that would shed some light on whether this is something that came home with you. The reason I think it did is, like you say, the timing is very suspect. You come, apparently nothing happened before, but you come home, move back in, and now there are things happening after you'd been to a school that has paranormal activity.
Here's the other thing too, because we talk about this a lot. If you go on a paranormal investigation or some ghost tour or some house that kind of gives you the creeps, you need to like put your foot down when you leave and be like, you stay here. You cannot come with me. You are not welcome with me. This is where you stay. And you really put your foot down, right? But right. She wouldn't have known to do that.
Well, you had no idea it was coming with you.
Exactly. Because she said she didn't even believe in the paranormal. My guess is she did once she was at a haunted college.
Yeah, I think so.
So
what do you do? Okay, and we'll throw this out here for our investigators that are always really good and full of good information for us. But when you come home and you do think you brought something home, well, we could bless it. We could sage it. Can you go ahead then, and in addition to that, talk to it and say you need to go back?
Yeah, I think so.
You, what you may not realize is you have followed me and this is not where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
And I don't know if it's that easy.
Or I'm going to drive back to the college. Will you hop in the back of my car so I can take you back there? I don't know. But it seems like I think you could go through some of the basic things, but maybe talk to it and say you don't belong here.
Oh my God, yes.
And maybe nobody else in the house is sensing it, but maybe mom is sensitive. B is sensitive. And so they are experiencing it.
Yeah. I just hate that for them. You know, because here's this girl just going off to go to college. Whoops, right. I went to a haunted college. That wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. Then you must have had some pretty crazy experiences there because it seemed to turn her thinking around when it came to the paranormal. And then weird shit starts happening like that at home.
We
and
have
not
had
just to
some
her.
Weird college stories.
Oh, a lot of them.
And I think they make sense. To me, they do. I worked as a college professor for a very long time. And it just makes sense to me that you are in an environment with so much activity and so much commotion, and the hormones are running crazy and all sorts of, you know, people trying to find their way in this world and get started in life. And so if something happens, they may be stuck there. This is where, you know, things were at their most, for a lot of people, fun. And they really love that experience and they go back there.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know.
So
I think it makes sense. Yeah.
But definitely, I'd love to hear some of the haunted college stories.
Definitely.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, haunted college story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like an ad-free version of the show where you don't get, or where you get advanced episodes and access to the archive, whoops, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.